Daniel chapter 11, beginning at verse 2. Now I will tell you the truth. Look, three more kings will arise for Persia. Then the fourth will gain great riches, more than anyone else. As he becomes strong through his riches, he will stir everyone up against the kingdom of Greece. A warrior king will arise. He will rule a great dominion and will do as he pleases. But as he rises, his kingdom will be broken and be divided to the four winds of heaven. But it will not be passed on to his descendants. It will not be ruled with the same ruling power with which he ruled, because his kingdom will be uprooted and given to others besides these. The king of the south will become strong, but one of his commanders will become stronger than he and rule a dominion greater than his. After some years, they will make an alliance. The daughter of the king of the south will come to the king of the north and make a fair agreement. However, she will not keep the strength of her arm, and he and his arm will not endure. She will be given up, she and those who brought her, the one who fathered her, and the one who strengthened her during these times. But one who is a branch from her root will arise in his place. He will come against the army and come into the fortress of the king of the north. He will make war with them and win. He will also take their gods captive to Egypt with their cast images and with their valuable silver and gold vessels. For some years he will leave the king of the north alone, but the king of the north will come into the kingdom of the king of the south. Then he will return to his own land. His sons will stir themselves up and will gather a huge force of many armies, which will keep coming like an overflowing flood. They will stir themselves up again as far as his fortress. The king of the south will be enraged. He will go out and fight with the king of the north. The king of the north will raise up a great army, but the army will be handed over to the king of the south. When the king of the north's army is swept away and the king of the south becomes arrogant, though he will cause tens of thousands to fall, he will not win. The king of the north will again raise an army which will be greater than the first army, and after some years he will keep coming with a great army and many supplies. In those times many will rise up against the king of the south. Violent men from your own people will lift themselves up in fulfillment of this vision, but they will fail. The king of the north will come and build siege works and capture a fortified city. The forces of the south will not stand, not even its best troops, because they will have no strength to stand. The one who comes against him will do as he pleases, and no one will stand in his way. He will stand in the beautiful land, and it will be completely in his power. He will be determined to come with the power of his entire kingdom, and to bring a treaty with him, which he will enforce. He will give his daughter to the king of the south in marriage in order to destroy the southern kingdom. But his plan will not succeed or turn out to his advantage. He will focus his attack on the coastlands and capture many. However, a commander will put an end to his insolence. Moreover, he will make him pay for his insolence. Then the king of the north will turn his face toward the fortresses of his land. He will stumble and fall and not be found. Then one will arise in his place who will send an oppressive tax collector for the glory of his kingdom. However, in a few days he will be broken, but not in anger or battle. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.